I'd like to call to order regular meeting, Parks and Recreation Commission, July 19, 2023, at 6:31 p.m. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gloria, can you take roll call, please?
Sure. Commissioner Beaufort is absent. Commissioner Carver is absent. And Commissioner Klang is absent. Commissioner Chase?
Present.
Commissioner Holman?
Present.
Commissioner Mathewson?
Present.
Commissioner Schober?
Present.
Commissioner Souther?
Present.
Present.
Okay. Item 4, adjustment to the agenda. Do we have any adjustments to the agenda? Okay, item 5. Remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. And can you all just do me a favor? Anybody that's coming up to speak, we have, is it up there? Please just sign in. Name and address. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you for letting me speak tonight. My name is Robert Goodrick and I'm at 5478 Fire Street. I'm speaking tonight in favor of agenda item 12B. I was contacted a while back by several parents of the students who participate in a Montville dance program. They were hoping to make some changes to the current dance room, which is room 112 at the Fair Oaks facility. There are two changes that they're hoping to accomplish. The first is the removal of the coat room wall, which would give them more space to dance and allow the dancers to spread out. I've spoken to the Director of Public Works, John Carlson, the School Maintenance Supervisor, Bob Clark, and the Parks and Rec Director, Peter Bushway, about this project. The consensus was that this wall is not a load-bearing wall and should not be too much trouble to demolish or remove. The second item they're hoping to accomplish was the installation of flooring more conductive to dance. The current floor tiles in the room are the original tiles from when it was a school, and they've tested positive for asbestos. But the flooring that these people wish to install would float over the current floor, requiring no disturbance of the asbestos tiles, and would not require costly remediation. I feel that this floor issue is very important, because right now the students are dancing on the asbestos tiles. Some of them are chipped, some of them are cracked, and in one case, completely missing. This exposes the children to asbestos while they're dancing and could potentially be dangerous, leading to injuries and or civil litigation. The idea of installing a floating floor over the asbestos tiles, I believe, is the most cost-effective way to rectify this hazardous situation. I thank you all for listening to me, and I hope the commission will agree with my words and recommend to the town council to proceed with these improvements.
Remarks from the public?
Hi, I'm Brittany Casey. I live at 77 Brandon Hill Road, Oakdale, Connecticut. I'm here today to talk about Montville's dance program and our hopes for an improved dance floor for our children. I have 3 children. They've been in the Montville dance program for almost 8 years. I hope you will indulge me for just a few seconds to talk about the actual dance program. It has 144 dancers in it currently, and 23 classes will run from 2022 through 2023. I would challenge you to find a closer, kinder, and more inclusive dance program via children ages 3 through adult. And we are more than just a dance program, we're a dance family. This program holds my children's best friends, my friends. We attend birthday parties together. We cook meals for each other when we need them. We have run backstage together for years for our recitals, so we've grown very close. So we refer this program to everyone, and I mean everyone. So if you look in the packet that I gave to Kate before we started, you're going to see letters from people who are not Montville residents. They are Pam Griswold and Basra and Ledger, I think, because people come to Montville Parks and Rec for their dance program often. We kind of started talking about setting a goal for ourselves, the parents of these children, back in 2019 before COVID, about wanting to grow the program and become more inclusive and more involved in community events. But then the pandemic hit, things kind of slowed down, things got more expensive, and we are just now kind of getting to the, back on our feet to the point where we're kind of renewing that hope to do that. And as Kate knows, we've contacted her. We just did our first farmers market on Kids Night. We had a great time. We're excited to do more events, trunk or treats, farmers markets, parades, all that kind of stuff. However, one tiny little glitch in this whole plan is that the room that our dancers have been dancing in over at Fair Oaks Community Center is tiny. When you have 12 teenagers leaping, pirouetting, dancing, it gets a little crowded in there. And like my youngest started at 3. She's 10 now. So as she grows, it gets a little more tighter. And the other problem, as Rob spoke about, is the floor. The floor is outdated. The building is old. We understand that. It has asbestos in it. That's not a new problem for that building and other town programs as well. But the floor is slippery. It has scratches. It has dents. Kids fall. Kids get scratched on the floor. And it's concrete on top of that. And dancers, as I'm sure you know, they don't wear sneakers. They wear ballet slippers. They're barefoot. They wear tap shoes. They're jumping. They're leaping. They're spinning. My oldest is dancing almost every day there, and she comes home routinely. She complains about her knees, her feet, her back. We see a Montville chiropractor who we love. Her name is Dr. Jennifer Feeney. And she says a lot of this pain is coming from the dance floor. It's an increased risk when you're dancing on the concrete, she said, of lower limb injuries, stress fractures in the shins and the ankles and the feet, spinal disc issues. She's happy to talk to anybody who would like to about that as well. So we truly love this program. We want to continue it. But we would love for the floor to be improved for the sake of our children and our town. Thank you.
Thank you. Pete.
She's getting embarrassed. Sorry.
That's okay. What's your name, Mallory?
She's doing fine.
Mallory?
Yes.
You're very brave
Relax.
To come up here and do this. I
Relax.
Really appreciate you. We don't bite on Tuesdays, only on Wednesdays.
It is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. Today. Farmers Market's Tuesday. Okay, Thursday's our biting day. You're very brave. Don't be afraid. Go ahead. We want to hear what you have to say. Okay. That's okay.
It's okay.
So,
Mom, you want
to... She wants to keep herself and her friends safe by getting a new dance floor that is very dangerous to dance on floor that we have currently. It's hard on their bodies. And, you know, it shouldn't be... such a hard thing and cause such health issues to do something that they love so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very brave.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. One more time, remarks from the public. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. And
I nope, one more.
Oh, one more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dance program is a gem. Kids love it. families love it. It brings together such a sense of community. And we need to make that room safe for the kids. We've got to make the room safe. There's one tile in that room that is completely gone. With the asbestos, the kids jumping up and down, it is not a safe. It is not safe for the kids. We just don't
Any more remarks from the public? Okay, we are going to move on then. Thank you, everybody. Item 6, to consider and act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of June 21st, 2023.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Item 7, Recreation Director's Report for July 2023.
You've added your packet, and I guess that's quite a few folks here, so if there aren't any questions, we just pretty much updates on all the projects we're doing.
Whoops.
Next.
Any questions for Peter? Commissioner Stone?
I just have a silly, does this report get put in? It doesn't get put in with our meeting minutes, so how does the public really know what's in here? It's just a question, just a silly question. We see it, we get it. But the public doesn't really get it, right? Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? All right, moving on to item 8, report from finance.
I've been up there every day for the last couple of weeks, trying to find out what their balances are for end of the year and, of course, beginning of the year, July 1st. And they, of course, are dealing with all the departments, and we're not very large one, of course, so we're kind of at the bottom of the pile, but I should have something for you by the end of next week, as I met with the finance director this morning and after, actually. So they will have year-end for us, what we're looking like, as well as July's. They're just quite a bit behind with all the other departments. There's nothing unusual about that for our children. They usually make any transfers necessary on their own, but I ask them to wait and show it to you folks, because you actually, by charter, have the authority to make any arrangements for transfers necessary.
Commissioner Stone, I had asked you last month, I think we had about 23,000 left, whether we were going to be okay with that. I think you said yes, but I think you indicated we might be negative.
Yeah, we might. Sometime in August last year, we noticed that our storage closet for all of our equipment had a very huge mold infestation, which wiped out half of our equipment. So we have used some expenditures, overexpended in that particular line item in order to replenish enough for this year, as well as a lot of special needs folks in our summer camp that are taking up a whole lot of time and hours on that end as well. So we may be a little bit behind.
I mean, what are you thinking that we might be over? Well, I'm not sure how that process works. I wouldn't have thought we could overspend our budget.
Well, it's been an unusual year for sure, the finance director will be meeting with me sometime this week to look at that specific line item for the camp.
So we don't know. You don't really have
I don't have an idea just yet. I mean, it could be anywhere from,
because I mean, these items that. These items that, you know, we needed to replace, we potentially could use some special program funding or something for that rather than budget funding.
Yeah, that's certainly on the table. I asked her that question already, so she's well aware that that could be the case.
Okay, thanks.
Anyone else? Item 9, July newsletter.
It's August newsletter.
Yeah, you also have that in your packets, support month to month. And I guess if I could ask Chair Southern if she could update the sponsor one. And anything else that you think you can squeeze in here before this goes out in 2.5 weeks, that would be fine. So yeah, it's the usual information that's coming up. Next weekend is our Inferno Food Truck Festival at Camp Oakdale. We call it 7. There are 13 food trucks coming. Each truck will have about 2 items that have spicy food on them. So I'm not sure if they have spicy lemonade, but maybe it's spicy from the islands or something. But there will be live music, bounce houses, and other vendors are going to be there. So it will be quite the event, free parking, free entry, just pay for your food. Then we also have, the next month is our big fundraiser for Oakdale Fire and Youth Services and us for the mud run. So it's about 4/10 of a mile. Kids run through mud and water, get pretty messy in the air, and metal at the end, so a lot of fun. Just as many adults as kids go through it, so it's, they go on and go through it multiple times, because it's just a short course, but it's not 3 miles long. I couldn't even do that. Not that I would want to, but. So that's a lot of fun. So we're going on Thursday night, like tomorrow night, we have Rusty Nuts playing at the Large Pavilion. And the last few concerts have gone really well. There'll be food trucks there, an ice cream truck, as well as a main menu truck
Peter, I don't know if you have this, but if you can send me tomorrow the food trucks that will be there each week, I can add that to the flyer to go out to the community.
And is it possible with the food trucks to add whether they do cash only or
cards?
That's
a good idea, Mary.
Because just like we went last week as a family, and I mean, we're not a family that carries cash. Like, everyone has their own cards. And knowing that information prior to the going to the event is just really helpful. If you have to stop and grab some cash, then you can, you already know before you get there and you're disappointed because you can't get food because you don't have any cash on you.
Princess Stone, what have you been getting, 100 to 200 people there? Is that what you put in?
Yeah, it's been between the low of 103 and a high of 217.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, anything else? Okay, item 10, Parks and Facilities, 10A, Camp Oakdale Large Pavilion. So at the last town council meeting, some funds were given to, in addition to what we already have put aside for the repairs at the large pavilion. The structure, it needs to be repaired, the roof, the stage, the painting, the power washing, all of those things. And it's going out to bid. Is that correct, Councilor McNally? It's going to go out to bid again, or?
Supposedly the structural stuff is going out shortly.
Okay.
Two engineers working on it. That's going to finalize the plan and go out to bid.
Great. Thank you. I don't mean to bother you. Sorry. Thanks.
So they got the new specs written up of what had to get done?
They are working on that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Madam Chair, it's a little disappointing that it's taken so long throughout this year to get to this point, but at the same time, it illustrates the position that we're all in, this commission, other departments, and so on, where we don't really have a defined scope as to what needs to be done until well along, you know, into the season and so on, which is, you know, not anyone's fault here, but it just illustrates how and why it sometimes takes longer than we'd like to jump on these things and make progress.
And I believe, Peter, that you have, after the farmer's market closes, you have kind of marked off that as repair time.
Yes.
We don't know. I mean, we're obviously on somebody else's schedule, but at least we know that we are not booking anything because we don't want to have to cancel anybody. So at this point, after September 27th, nothing will be booked at the pavilion. And item 10B, basketball courts at Camp Oakdale. We were also allocated $300,000 in funding for repairs at the basketball courts. That has been a SIP item. And we looks like we will be able to move forward with that project. That will have to go out to bid as well. And hopefully it comes in where it should.
Yeah, so Pete, have you been able to send that out for bid yet? Did you get the specs put together?
No, I have one from the folks who did the tennis court.
Right, and that came in way over $300,000.
Yeah, it was $350,000.
Yeah.
Well, between $300,000 and $350,000.
I mean, that would have been a 20-year...
$350,000 and $300,000.
That would have been a 20-year guarantee.
All the same that we have with the tennis courts.
Right. The other information we got was from Norwich, which they did their courts, just pulverized what they had, used that as a base, and put about three inches of asphalt over the top of that. And that was running them for each court, I want to say it was $23,000 off the top of my head, per court. They did three courts. That was certainly below the $300,000, I couldn't figure out, and they didn't tell me, or weren't able to tell me, how long that guarantee was before it started to crack and deteriorate.
I thought when we looked at the square footage, their price was for about half the square footage that we had. And I thought it was
yeah, there were some strange numbers in those, because there were three companies that bid on them.
They were strange.
We need to get that alpha quote.
Yeah.
My guess is that, you know, we're not going to be able to do the 20-year, and we'll probably come under doing it
right
this other way. So can you work with John on that, or can you get those quotes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually going to work with their quotes, see how they came out.
Okay.
Item 10C, Tennyson Pickleball Courts. Commissioner Stone.
So I go by there often. You know, they've been very, very busy. Believe it or not, the Team Reach has almost 350 members in it now. They've gained almost 50 in the last week. I was just up there tonight. I looked at the handicap ramp is complete. Looks like they did a very nice job. They pulled the three benches and just dumped them in the back. So we probably either want to throw them away, or I don't know if we can reuse them somewhere. I don't know. I don't know if they could be.
Older than you are.
I mean, they could be.
Two of them, that was one of the reasons I was out there with the Public Works this morning. Those benches are aluminum. They're way past their prime.
Okay.
So they're just going to take them apart and scrap metal or get
okay.
them for that. Replace those with something that's a little more.
The other thing I was looking for was some signage up there. You had indicated there was a sign up there about the tennis shoes only. I don't know if you've seen the sign or not.
I have.
So the sign is about this big, and it's about
it's a little bit
10
too
feet up in the air.
It's a little bit too high.
I think if you weren't looking for it, you'd never see it. So
yeah,
I think we need to do a little. Yeah, we might want some maybe
really
even nice. Bigger signs than what's there. They'd be hard pressed to even see.
Yeah, contractor put that one. That's their standard sign.
And then
squeegees.
Other signs we were looking for.
Oh, we need the signs for the tennis and pickleball activity only.
Correct. No other activities.
No ball playing.
Right. And now, are those in process, or are you and John still talking about them?
No. John's not going to do it. Initially, John was going to go through his sign.
So you'll.
We're going to go through fast signs.
Okay.
Again,
don't be
faster.
Don't be afraid to make them big.
Yeah,
bigger.
Yeah, there was some discussion, Madam Chair, over a year ago, probably a year and a half or 2 years ago, about signage. We seem to have discussed it for months and so forth. And one of the things that we had agreed at that time is that signage ought to be uniform in nature. And so, Pete, consistent with that, it would make sense, certainly without getting into, approval of each individual sign and so forth, that there'd be a goal of consistency,
Yes.
Size, colors. I don't care what color they are, but if they're uniform, they're recognized, I think, a little better as, this is significant, this is something that, ought to be paid attention to. So hopefully that's something that can be kept in mind.
Well, while we're talking about signs, I did something over the last week or so. I don't know if you've ever punched in some of the addresses in Google Maps or whatever, and sometimes, like, Camp Oakdale is in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I've actually gone through and they actually let you make suggestions to change things. And they've actually rolled in all my changes. So all the addresses we got assigned are now loaded into Google Maps. So if we publicize those like we had talked about, I mean, that's one of the reasons we did it.
That's how we got into the whole discussion, I think.
Right.
Misleading addresses and emergencies
Oakdale,
and things.
You wouldn't have a clue where to go.
Yeah.
But if you said you were at 20 Simpson Lane, you would know where to 20. Yeah, okay. My memory's bad.
And I think as well we have to give credit to town staff, particularly the assessor, who was helpful in assigning property address numbers to different locations on the same parcel, which apparently was something that up to that point was just something that was never done. So you'd have the whatever Simpson's Lane address showing up for example the ball field entrance,
right,
because they were all technically the same.
But it actually
parcel.
Has Oxoboxo Pavilion in there now,
mm-hmm,
with an address. The large pavilion, or whatever we agreed we were going to call it. It's got the dog park, tennis court,
great,
pickleball complex. Schofield's loaded, the regular ball fields are loaded, and Desjardins loaded. So just to let you know.
That's great.
And Peter, are we working on getting a squeegee for the...
Yes.
Because there's one
two.
There. You're going to have... You're going to get two? Okay. Because I believe somebody's
down
donated
one.
One
down here, tennis in the morning. Yeah, football.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
The other thing, how about bag hangers? Bag hangers?
The hooks.
The hooks.
The hooks. No, I've not done any of those. Right now, I was there today, quite a few bags are hanging. The bags are not heavy. It's no different than softball and baseball hanging there is on the fences. In fact, those are heavier than pickleball ones, so I don't think, something that, we'll see, I can't see it damaging the fence at all at this point. But I know you want them.
I think we asked you to get some. So, yeah. I mean, I think we'd like to get, 10 or 20 of them and put them there.
And if they get stolen, they get stolen. But at least we won't buy them anymore. Right. And at least we know that we're trying to preserve the fence and keep it in good shape.
Yeah, I mean, I think, all the pickleball players, and especially Barry, and I forgot the other guy's name. I mean, they're doing a great job of being stewards of the facility up there. They really are. I know I've reached out to them and thanked them numerous times. So they're easy to work with and get information from, and if we can help them out, we should. So we do have another roller on order, but we're going to order another one.
And
you're ordering two? Okay.
July 29th is going to be the free pickleball lesson?
I think so. Okay. He still needs to fix his insurance. It's not quite the coverage that the town requires. So once that becomes passable, then I'll actually publicize it. We're just kind of going week by week until it gets back to where it needs to be.
Okay.
But it'll be a free class of 24 folks, adults, not kids, because he won't have the correct insurance for that.
Okay. Thank you. All right, item 10D, Desjardins Park. I know Rocky spearheaded this one, so I'm going to turn this over to him.
Yeah, so again, we were allocated some funding to improve Desjardins Park. I reached out to some of the residents up there. I met a total of five residents up there just to get some feelings for what their feelings were about the facility, what improvements they could think of that, might improve the park area. Some of the things we had talked about earlier, I think Matt had done the walk-around when we did the walk-arounds last year. He had talked about seating. Like right now, there's nowhere on the whole facility to sit. So either, picnic table or two or some benches. The residents, they did talk a little bit about the maintenance. Sometimes grass doesn't get cut quite that often, but I'll talk to John next time I see him at the Public Works meeting. There's some runoff that goes from the playground down onto the basketball court. I guess at one time it was grass, and that area has kind of turned into like dirt. So some of the mulch is coming down that hill, which then when it rains hard rolls out onto the court. So some of the considerations, maybe we can put a curb or something at the edge of the court to stop stuff from running down, or just fix that surface somehow. You put a curb, you're liable to twist your ankle or something while you're playing basketball or hurt your knee. The other thing is some improvements we could make there. Right now they have a nice slide. It looks fairly new. I don't know if you know when it was put there, but it looks pretty...
About 8 years ago.
Yeah, it's in nice shape. The swing set is in nice shape. I didn't write the numbers down. It's a large, flat playground area. So what I made a picture of was moving the swing set down, and it freed up like over half of that area. And I just went through and picked out a you know, a swing set area that had, not a swing set, a playground area that didn't have swings, you know, had different things. And that was about $18,000. So what would be nice is to get something like that. Hopefully leave some money left over so that we can clean up the basketball courts. You know, they have some cracks. I don't think they need to be resurfaced, but it probably could use some. So that's why I put this together. I don't know whether we want to just think about this for a month or, but you know, that's what I came up with. If anybody has any other ideas, we can discuss them.
Rocky, one thing I recall from some discussion of that facility, and it might have been at the last town council meeting or one of our previous discussions here, I'm not sure, but there was some expression, either anecdotally or by a member of the public, that you know, it's not clear that it is a public park. It's not clear what it is, apparently, to people. And so whether, and I haven't been out there in probably a year, so I can't recall the situation of the signage, whether there's any signage out there to identify this as a you know, as a park open to the public, you know, everyone's welcome, something like that. I think there might be perhaps a perception as we improve this that it's only for the residents of that immediate neighborhood, when in fact it's a public facility for everyone, and there should be no reason why someone shouldn't be able to drive into the neighborhood, recognize it, and enjoy it. So maybe with, you know, a little bit of the funding that's provided, it shouldn't take much at all, we could do some sort of a sign.
Is that one of the signs you got made?
Yeah.
So PDEX has sent a couple signs.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah, should have cut me off earlier, Pete, sorry.
Yeah, and it's one of the ones that we talked about last year that, you know, had the Park and Rec logo on it.
Yeah, oh, good.
The name, great. The street address, and I don't know, what size you end up getting, or a couple feet?
Yeah, it's, I want to say 4x3 maybe, something like that.
Okay.
Well, that should be a real improvement. It should address those concerns, I think.
Yeah, we just got a couple for now, just to see how they would work out. But that's in the theme of, you know, how we wanted all this park areas identified with a uniform,
right,
signage.
Is Johnson's Park also get an address?
It did. 49, I want to say.
That's had it for a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Part of the problem is it sits in the bowl, so driving by you may not necessarily see it, because A, it's on the back corner of the property.
There's no fence.
There's
no fencing around it.
No, there's a small two-sided fence
on the back
side. Down over the hill, but it sits in a bowl, so it's hard to see if you just do it very high. So we're going to put the sign on the top, and there is a walkway that goes down there. So most of the kids in the neighborhood use the playground. The basketball court is used by the older kids and adults.
Yeah, the resident said that it's used quite often, you know. So
park on the side of the road, and there's no parking lot.
Yeah, you have to park on the street.
Street parking, so.
Okay, any questions for Commissioner Snow? Thanks for doing that, Rocky. Item 10E, Camp Oakdale Expansion Plan Mossway Property. So we got the plans in from CLA, and they are down there on the table. Peter is going to have copies made for the commission, a few copies if you want to look at them. But what they do have on them is the access drive, a trail, specs for a field, and the disc golf, 18 holes of disc golf. So I have given you all the preliminary cost estimate for everything, and we are in no way doing any of this right now, only what we have funding for.
Yeah, and we've talked about this for quite a while. We've had the Mossway property under our, I don't know what the right word is, but, you know, we've been wanting to open the wall up from can't bolt gale out to this property. Pete, I have a couple questions.
Yep.
The access road.
Yes.
Is that an... I don't see the need for it. That's what I'm kind of... I mean, that's $60,000 for an access road. It's a park area. If we open the stone wall up, it leads right into a trail on the other side of the wall. I'm not seeing why we would need that. I didn't know if there was an emergency reason that we needed to put a road in there.
Maintenance vehicles get in there as well.
But the maintenance vehicles, I mean, would be a lawnmower, right?
No, we have tractors that go in there to do the trail system.
So right, but I mean, tractors can go around the trail system, right?
Well, no, they maintain the trail. I mean, this is the first shot at it. I'm not necessarily sold on a paved walkway, necessarily, and then as rustic as it currently is.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. The trail for $33,000, I think that was, was the surface permeable or was it paved?
Paved.
Yeah, see, and we don't want that.
Yeah, we don't.
I mean, John, I know John doesn't want
not
that.
Ask for
John
a
doesn't want, not your John, I'm sorry, John Carlson. you know, he's under kind of, not a mandate, I don't know what the right word is, but, you know, they're not supposed to, it's supposed to not blacktop wherever they can.
Yeah. So this would be.
Stone dust would be fine or some.
I mean, it's fine. I've walked it.
Reclaimed pavement up there.
Would this be like this trail that goes around? Is this a new trail that we would be?
No, that's the trail that's there.
That's
right
the trail, the current trail that's already there. Yeah, that's supposed to be left as is, I believe.
I would. I don't know why we'd want to do anything else to it except keep it mowed.
Just keep it clear.
There's a couple spots like the
where the
Eagle Scout
built
a couple walkways down behind the police station. There's a couple spots you might want to do something like that, but you know I can't see you know spending $30,000 on something like that. And again, the fields were just we've always questioned whether you could ever build a field up there. CLA seems to think you do, but we're not. I don't think interested in doing that right now. Anyway,
no,
we need to maintain
future.
What we have and
future, yeah.
Yeah, but. I mean, out of all this, I mean, I'd like to, you know, the property's been sitting there with not much being done to it. I'd like to try to get the wall opened up and, you know, maybe consider doing disc golf in the not-too-distant future. I know John and, you know, Kate and I are supposed to meet and walk around a couple of the other disc golf facilities. So we need to do that. But, you know, this is certainly something could be done in steps. But the disc golf would be a good thing. I think that'd be a nice addition.
Yeah, and you know, I'll certainly renew the outreach that I made to the operator of that facility who had offered to let us take a look. You know, I do have, you know, it's obviously it's a concept, you know, that plan. I do have, you know, a few reservations and concerns. You know, we had gone at one point to some great length to obtain some what I thought were good recommendations from folks from the DEEP as to what areas they thought were, you know, significant to leave untouched, what areas they felt would be best totally cleared to, you know, create open fields and so forth as once existed there. And I know that we've talked a lot about going and looking at similar park areas in towns nearby, anywhere from Salem to Groton and so forth. And, you know, it seemed to me that, you know, the money was appropriated for a plan and, you know, as far as the commission as a whole was concerned, this is sort of the last we've heard of it, and here it is. The engineers have designed something, but there seems to be not a lot of consistency with the groundwork we had laid previously. Not a lot of you know, consistency, for example, with the legislation which the town council passed, accepting that area as a public place for certain purposes. And so I realize just a concept, and you know, no one's talking about spending a lot of money tomorrow and so forth. But you know, I think it's important to have a fuller discussion, incorporating, you know, the things that we've taken a lot of effort to learn and pull together, you know, in connection with that property. But again, you know, I realize we're not about to, you know, start building anything tomorrow either.
Yeah,
Yeah, if once we can get copies of the map, I mean, I'd certainly welcome if you can look. And I'm not sure. It's been a while since I think we got that report from. So maybe you could look at it.
Sure, I'd be glad to. And I realize
and again that to me the you know the that's been designated a passive recreation site. And again, I believe disc golf is a passive.
Oh, I don't think that's you know a question. But anyway, just a few you know concerns that we incorporate some of this information and. That we've and other factors that you know we've been you know working with there and you know perhaps you know have a fuller discussion.
Yeah, I was surprised when they did the archaeological study that the old building up there just had was like a nothing.
I don't think it's really that old.
Yeah. I actually looked at an old map and you know that was pretty prominent back in the day. That was like farmland up there. The building's was pretty prominent.
Building's mostly made out of concrete, so I don't think it's all that old. Anyway, but it's good to see things moving forward.
At least we have something to talk about.
I agree.
And again, it's his first blush, so that
right.
You know,
agreed.
Yeah.
Right.
Additional money left in that
right.
Particular account for revisions to the plan.
Good. Good. That's good
all
to
right,
know.
Excellent.
But this is the first shot at it. So. Mm-hmm.
Item 11, unfinished business, 11A, to consider and act on a motion to accept changes to the Montville Youth Sports Memorandums of Understanding. Do I have a motion?
Oh, so moved. Oh. Sorry.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
I was waiting for you to say discussion.
Okay. Discussion. Okay. So we had a subcommittee to go over all of the MOAs, and the first thing that we noticed is that we had three completely different MOAs for the youth sports organizations. So one of the goals was to make these uniform for everybody, which was the place that we thought was best to start. And we began there. So all three organizations or any other youth organization that would enter into an MOA with the Town of Montville, Recreation Department, and Public Works Department would all have the same MOA for use up at the Camp Oakdale Fields. So the people on that committee were Commissioner Chase, Commissioner Hillman, and Commissioner Carver. Councilor Bunnell came, and I was there as well. So we went through item by item and made changes, you know, updated, and we think that we came up with a pretty solid document here. And does anybody have any questions? Because those of us that, especially Commissioner Hillman and Commissioner Chase, they would be able to answer all your questions. I had to leave the meeting a little bit early, so.
Commissioner Matheson, just want to point out that the lacrosse is not highlighted to interchange for sport at the very top.
Which page is that?
The first page. Subject, Montville lacrosse activities.
Okay, yep, that'll have to be changed.
Just pointing that out. Question though, going to item 12 on page 2, I may just be misremembering, and if that's the case, then completely call me out on it. But I thought the goal was to have both of the fences locked, not just the one that's between the softball and the maintenance shed area.
What's that? Okay.
That was.
No, no. Commissioner Chase responding. I think that you may well be right that earlier on in the discussions that we had, going back several months, we did talk about something to that effect. And then more recently, focus became more centered on the one location mentioned as a result of information provided by the town's insurance carrier. And so there was specific focus there. But as I just heard, I think Pete Bushway say, there's really no reason why we couldn't address other areas as well.
In complete agreement, I just, you know, if you have the one gate open, there's no real spot to turn around without opening the second one. So.
Well, that's a fair point.
It's a very long backup.
that's a fair point. I should point out further that one of the goals, as Kate mentioned, that was agreed upon by all present, was that we ought to bring these agreements into a greater state of uniformity, where they were very different before in some cases, and we think we achieved that, with the only exception being that the different sport organizations had apparently entered into these agreements initially at different, they all run for a year or had in the past, but commencing a different period. So we decided that there's any great desire to bring that into complete uniformity by entering into, say, a year and a half agreement with someone or a 6-month agreement with someone else so that they could all be brought to the same time, that's fine, but we really didn't think it was that significant and you know, for us to worry about. I did have a couple of comments myself just based on looking at the draft. I haven't reviewed it since it was all put together, and I see a few typos that I can, you know, we can certainly address, and but, you know, purely that. I would also make the suggestion, which I just don't think occurred to us at the time, we were discussing this recently, but item 4 under the entity agrees to enforce all park rules, traffic signage, and applicable town ordinances. You know, the traffic signage goes directly back to some very good input we had from Lenny Bunnell earlier, several months ago, about the ability, where necessary, to obtain enforcement of violations if we're not requiring the organizations to take a role in assuring that there is compliance themselves. And obviously part of this is making sure that there are signs in place to, you know, prohibit certain vehicular conduct. So coming out of that, though, I would suggest that where we say traffic signage, we insert and parking, traffic and parking signage. I think it's what was intended, but it didn't quite make it in.
But since it says enforce all parking rules, wouldn't that be the same thing?
Oh, park rules.
Park rules. Park rules. Commissioner Schober, where are you looking?
Oh, same thing.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Park rules. Like park
your car. Oh, I see. Yeah, we intended that to apply to the facility. In the purpose paragraph, here in after should be one word. Here and after.
Okay.
And I think we intended here and after the entity to be in parentheses.
Mr. Stone, based on some of the input we've gotten from some of the other sports organizations, should we consider, when there's games going on, there's a lot, you know, the parking lot is a pretty dangerous place to walk around when people are parking and things like that. And I think our intent here was to make sure there was no traffic going up and down this road and up in the that upper area by the Public Works building and the football building. And should we make some provision and allow for people, like, you know, 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning to drive up and drop stuff off and there's nobody around? I mean, shouldn't we be allowing, I'm sure soccer needs some access from time to time. Lacrosse needs some access from time to time. I know football there's a lot of business up there. They need some. They do need time to get up there to be able to.
So I believe before I left the meeting, we had said something about 1 hour before and 1 hour after. I don't know. That was kind of when I left the meeting. There was talk about putting some language in there that, you know, there could be there could be traffic up there except for 1 hour before events start.
Well,
it's a safety thing. That's why
because it's obviously it's a safety issue. Right.
But I think we need to allow these organizations.
No, 100%. That's why I'm asking this.
Well,
am I right or wrong on that?
I think that the culmination of that discussion was that we would proceed in accordance with the recommendations of the insurance carrier, who was apparently quite outspoken on that subject. And so if doing so would be consistent with the terms of their coverage, then, you know, that, you know, would certainly be something I think that ought to be considered. I was under the impression, I think we were all under the impression that it's not. But certainly
this is
to Peter in that.
They're trying to get stuff to the people.
Right. I mean, when
that's
on a random Tuesday afternoon,
yeah,
they should be able to bring their stuff up to their concession stand. So Peter, can you double check that?
Yep.
Commissioner Mathewson, just real quick, I just want to point out that if you do 1 hour before or 1 hour after, however that works out, right? You might have a football game starting at 3 o'clock and soccer going till 5, so 1 hour before would put you driving through. Right, but
any activity on those fields we can't have, according to the insurance.
So you're blocking out weekends, just running through it quickly in my head, you're blocking out weekends, which makes sense, but then during the week you have practices starting at those fields at 4 o'clock. And I'm at those fields for soccer practice until...
I get that, but again, this comes down to the insurance company for the town and what they're saying. Peter, you met with them.
Yeah, their recommendations to solve that problem for the football program was that second gate would be to pull up to where the rocks are currently, so there's no access from the rock, drop in product there, whatever it happens to be, whether it's food or equipment or whatever the case may be, and then golf cart it down to the building or the field or whatever it happens to be. If it's equipment, then that's fine. But or, you know, four-wheel carts to get it down there. As you were saying, it's on a weekend, forget it, it's chaos. But during the day, you know, up until probably 3 o'clock, there may be a delivery of soda, Gatorade, that type of thing from a company. Just give us a call. I'm sure the public works guy would be more than willing to open that gate, drive it out there. Because, you know, they're getting like 10, 20 cases at a time, probably telling me it was a snack anyway. And who wants to lug that from second gate all the way down?
I mean, football's got to do conditioning.
I have been in charge of the baseball concession stand. I did that for 2 years, and I know what it's like to have to park far away and lug stuff because something's going on, because we weren't allowed to drive up that. However, we were allowed to take deliveries when there was no action going on at the field.
And I'm not saying by any means whatsoever that I want to completely cut them off from having it. I just...
Oh, no, and I don't want to do that either. Yeah. That's not my intention either.
The 1 hour before or 1 hour after might not work based on
they would have to
the
know
overlap
the schedule.
Itself.
They would have to know the schedule when to do it, basically.
But if they were able to drop it off where those rocks are and have a cart where they could load the cart and wheel the cart to the concession stand, isn't that a solution?
That is a solution. However, the soda trucks, and correct me if I'm wrong, Counselor McNally, sorry, do you get a direct delivery from Pepsi?
We do.
Yeah, and so they come up with a giant box truck and deliver it and bring it right up, and they bring it right in. We did this at the Little League. That's why I know this. So
how did they deliver it on a day when there's nothing going on?
Well, that's what I mean.
That's what we would do. We would schedule it when there was nothing going on and unlock the gates at the Little League and bring them up the road.
I would tend to think that the insurance...
We can't come up with windows... where we can allow someone to drive up there and drop stuff off.
Well, I think I'm particularly consistent with what's being said here. During the week, staff are around and so forth. I don't think that, again, I'm not the insurance carrier, but it seems to me that the staff supervisory aspect of it would probably be a persuasive element in favor of their relinquishing any concern in that regard.
I'm pretty sure the town employees can drive up there anytime they want, right?
They don't with their personal vehicles.
No, with the town vehicles.
Yeah.
But insurance-wise, that's okay because it's a town vehicle?
Maintenance vehicles do go up there. That's where the garage is, correct?
Now, is there usually a town employee up there during sporting events?
No.
No. They do the garbage and stuff afterwards?
Or before. Most of the stuff was happening between 4 o'clock when they left and 8 o'clock when it pitched black out in November. Or on the weekend, they're starting at 7:30, 8 o'clock for soccer. They're done about 3, but football games meet at 2, 4, 6, and 8. So a lot of times it's 2 hours before the game, they got to be there. I'm not sure why they're 2 hours, but
yeah.
Getting there at noon. So there's a lot of activity up there on the weekend.
Yeah, I think we...
Weekdays not as much of an issue, I don't think, like you said, for the delivery trucks. But again, that's an interesting question.
Does someone have to meet the soda trucks now, or...?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Comic now, I can some teams say earlier. Just two things. One, this started a while back when it was incident up there with the RC meeting. Up until then, we've never had an issue with this access road prior to that because everybody was adults and used it appropriately. Being on the Public Works Committee, we've also talked about it numerous times. There's a lot of issues because there's an ambulance up there for most of the football games. They can't have all the gates locked and stop every time we're trying to get to the hospital to open the gates and stuff. So historically, the first game you drive in has been locked or at least closed, and then the other two are open and that way they have. Able to get out to that last one. Some of the suggestions the parks from Public Works have been talking about is where the three rocks are currently from the parking lots, turn them the other way and basically close off the access road altogether and just have a little curve in by the building up that way and just have them used for the access road. The issue with the insurance carrier, first of all, why we call them if you ask them if it's liability, of course you're going to tell you that. I was up there a few weeks ago and there was kids running from the soccer fields through the cars to get sodas and different uniforms and stuff, I guarantee you. But I thought insurance coming tomorrow, I'm going to say that's a liability too. Because the access road is free and clear, you can see for a mile. You have speed to slow people down, you got nothing in the parking lot. You got cars and cars and just kids running between it. So I guarantee the parking lot's a bigger issue for the company that's just there. But anyhow, I just ask that you talk to the Public Works Department, look at some other options, and see if that this can be resolved. There is usually not a massive amount of traffic that everybody thinks going up and down the road. Usually football gets there about an hour or two early. They bring up all the gear and it's different safety equipment that they use. That person usually leaves. The kitchen usually comes in, drops off all the stuff that they need for the day of the condiment, the hamburger bombs, the ice, all that stuff. Huge amounts of ice. It's not something you're carrying a mile up from there. It's never been an issue before. Again, they drive up there, drop off the stuff and leave. So I'm not sure how this will work. It's such a big thing now that it's been talked about for 7 months now, but hopefully we can get this resolved in a decent fashion. So.
Yeah, Tom, if I could respond to that, having worked on this committee, I want to be very clear that as far as I'm concerned, at least, and I think the rest of the folks as well, that's a fairly small part of this document. And to the extent, as with anything else, we can have some further back and forth and discussion and come up with a good solution, I'm all for it. The idea, mainly from my perspective, is to bring these agreements into a sense of uniformity and consistency and so on.
No,
so,
I agree with that. That's awesome. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
So I just don't want to be so restrictive that everybody's fighting over.
Sure, sure. So that was the intention. And again, I think that there's some scope for further work.
Having been part of the committee that reviewed the agreement here, one of the objectives was to take into consideration the amount of pedestrian traffic going down this narrow pathway, this narrow roadway, the access road, and control it at the insistence of the insurance company. There's number of near misses reported. You're not going to wait until there is one. You're going to act on it before there is. That's the purpose of doing this this way. I'm sure that if you keep that gate locked and give the responsibility to the organizations, they're going to find a way to get their supplies down there. They'll find a way, whether they got to care by hand, or they got to get a cart, or they get their own motorized cart. They'll find a way. You know, the objective here is to eliminate the traffic going down that access road during the events because of the pedestrian traffic down that access road.
We received complaints about that.
Yes.
That's why that's why we're doing
but
this.
But during events.
For the near misses.
Yeah, that's right. What I'm saying.
And
that's why
during
we're doing
events
it.
Are the key words for me personally. Like, yeah. I don't care what deliveries happen when there's nobody there.
Yeah, and Commissioner Stone, and I understand that. We did get complaints about it, but again, I think the parking lot's probably a far more dangerous place than that access road. So, I mean, there's more people coming from blind spots in the parking lot than there is in the access road. I think we can figure this out and come up with a proper solution to it without totally cutting that road off, I would hope. So
shall we table this?
What is the time frame for getting these agreements signed with the different organizations?
The state said the agreement says April 1st.
Well, that might have been wrong. Yeah.
Anything that is in yellow is where Peter is going to put the actual.
Okay, so it's
right.
Different
the existing 1 year time periods
he's going,
are.
Yes,
you know,
he is going to. This is kind of like the
different.
Master, and then he's going to take it and he's going to make one that's for football, one for lacrosse, one for soccer. You know, fill in those entities' names.
So, which is expiring soonest? Yeah. It needs to be the target, Pete.
Football.
And that needs that's currently expiring when?
Well, and the other thing is that. What you alluded to, that's one small area of this. You know, that can be broad as being the parking, parking rules.
I was just thinking the
that's
same.
I mean. We don't have to
same
hold this
thing.
Whole thing up to resolve this.
I was thinking the same thing. Maybe make
a couple tweaks, maybe, but
yeah, address that under the area of agreeing to obey parking signage, traffic signs, and so forth,
you know, maybe finalize it. Maybe next month we can vote on accepting it, and then we'll walk through these parking things.
Yeah. Well, whatever the commission's pleasure is, I'm happy to continue to help if I can.
We'll put the degree to good use.
What's that?
We'll put his degree to good use.
Well, I don't know about that, but but
if you table it, what do we have to do? Because was this about, we're supposed to vote on this?
We were, but we could table it. We could table it. So I need your help, Gloria.
That's what.
Can we table it, or do we have to? So we have to be.
What would be the point of tabling?
The typos are the easy part. I mean, but I am getting the feeling that there is still some discussion that needs to happen. Tell me what you feel.
I think everyone agrees the document's not ready to go to anybody.
Well, if that's the case, vote it down. Put it back on the agenda next month.
Rather than table it?
Well, tabling something is sort of potentially indefinite, Rocky. There's no requirement that it be brought back again.
Okay.
I think there is some imperative that we reach a conclusion here.
The biggest thing we want changed is how do they get access to get their stuff down there.
I don't think that has to be in the agreement.
No? Oh, okay.
You know, the broad rules that they will follow the parking regulations up there, or whatever, access regulation, whatever those words are that we want to put in there, I mean, again, because we could keep talking about this for months and months and months if we wanted to, I think.
All right, then. I'm okay with it. With the changes.
Meaning the grammar.
Okay.
If you want to add, John wants to add the
word. With the parking.
Yeah, there's minor things I don't think there's any difficulty with, but...
Are you okay with it?
Yeah. I mean, is this something that you would recommend we accept right now and move forward with?
Well,
I mean, it's got spelling errors in it. Is that
It'd be nice to have it in a final form.
Well, right. So we don't want to vote on it until it's cleaned up, at least.
We can vote on it next month.
Yeah, that's what I was suggesting. Either vote it down now and bring it back, or withdraw the motion, or was there a motion? I can't remember.
There was a motion.
Okay.
So withdraw the motion.
Withdraw and vote next month?
Yeah.
Okay.
I make a motion to withdraw my previous motion.
I'll second the motion.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Item 11B, to consider and act on a motion to expand Field 5. So.
I make a motion to consider and act on a motion to expand Field 5.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, so we need to let the football people know what is happening here. We owe them an answer. So and counselor, please feel free to jump in, okay?
We've talked about it a little bit. So I certainly wouldn't vote yes or no on anything unless I knew what the scope and the cost of the plan was.
Well, I think that's the point of this.
We need to know. We've talked about they want to expand the field, they want to do this, we need cost, time frame, all that stuff. And I don't think any of us here have that time to put that together.
So,
I don't know if John does, I don't know if you do, but we need to have a
proposal. Well, this just went to Liz Burdick, and this is going to take a couple of months to begin with from the planning department.
Yep.
Now, I also, again, I don't know. I mean, to me, I have been told from Director Carlson that this could be a project that can be upwards of $100,000 now.
But we don't know.
That was just, I don't know where this money is going to come from. It's never been in our SIP plan. I also wish that the youth football, and there is nobody that is a bigger supporter of youth sports than me and many people on this commission. I mean, we've all been involved. Most of us have been involved. But I would love for them to say, oh, hey, we have $1,000. We can, and maybe contribute a little bit. I listened to the meeting from last month, and I've listened to everything that they have come forward with. But I've never heard how can we help get this done or moved along. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Yeah, and again, they've talked about a lot of things, but I don't think we really know the cost, whether we really can do some
right.
of the things.
The scope of this whole thing is so unknown.
Wetlands.
I agree.
We don't know if it potentially interferes with the soccer field on the other end. We don't know any of that. I know we do have a plan, but I don't think we run it by Liz yet for her to review it and see
if
that's a possibility.
She's already involved, yeah. And she said that's going to take her a few months.
We're all willing to keep open ears and
right.
Gather more information about this, but it's certainly not anything we're going to do anything with anytime soon.
I can only say
I personally would rather spend a couple hundred grand and fix that lower field that they've been complaining about for years, you know, fix the...
Well, this, and that's this, been this, on our improvement plan for years,
right,
as
and
well.
Right, and this gets into the relationship of one project to the other. The only thing I can, you know, I think contribute to what's been said so far is that given that, in part, it's my part of my regular line of work, you discussed being sent to the town planner. My understanding from discussion last month was that this would require an inland wetlands approval. And
that's
so it's not just a matter of the town planner, you know, pushing papers around for, you know, a couple of months. That is a process that has a defined time scope, time period. There's publications of notice that are necessary. There's time frames that have to pass before other things can happen. And then afterward, assuming it's approved, there's an appeal period where, because anybody can take an appeal from the decision, you really don't know where you stand until that period's passed and no such thing has happened. So I can simply say from my own background that were an application to the Wetlands Commission to be filed, you know, tomorrow, you really are, in fact, looking at two and a half months to the earliest possible time for a commission decision. Add an appeal period. It's now what? The end of July. So we're talking the end of August, September, almost the end of October before you would have that administrative decision to, you know, yes, you could do this, or it could be an approval with a modification. You could do it over here, but not over there, or something like that, all of which could affect whatever plans are proposed. I just think that we're out of time this season to do something like this. Now, whether it comes back and we put this onto our capital improvement plan and, you know, it becomes something that we, you know, just because something is on the capital improvement plan at the top or at the bottom of that plan in terms of priorities, because we go through that each year, doesn't mean that the availability of funding can't change things. Obviously, the availability of funding this year brought the tennis courts to the front. It's bringing the basketball courts up and so on. So I have no reservation with the idea that were everything to fall into place, this is something that could be underway next year. But at this point in late July, I just don't see it.
Correct. And I also think that there's, you know, obviously there's the issue of being able to fund this project. And, you know, I have sat in enough meetings to know that right now it's just not a doable thing. Not saying that it can't happen in the future, but right now it just isn't. And again, I just want to be able to say to the president of the league, you know, look, this is where we are with this. And, you know, we hear you, but right now, I don't know. It's up to the commission.
Well, right now, I don't think we're ready to vote yay, nay, or anything. We don't know how much this is going to cost. Right?
Go ahead.
Thank you.
No.
I don't think there's anything you need to vote on. I think they're just looking for the proof of concept at this point, and I want to say, hey, this is where everyone gets their wish list. So they're hoping to extend the field. We looked at two primary things originally, was moving it out in two different directions. Maybe that's not going to happen if we take off the soccer field, so we said that ain't going to work. So the second one is to extend it out the other way, which is a ton of wetlands. And it will require a lot of permitting. So all we have to do now is looking at, could it be not will it be, but could it be? If she comes back and says, yeah, we can do it, but you've got to get this barrier experience, this, and this. Okay, then we go back to the engineer and say, what's the cost? If they come back and say, you can do it for 60 grand? Well, then we tell them to do some fundraising, maybe we can come up with half, they can buy half, something like that. They come back and say, it's going to be $200,000, $400,000, $500,000. Say, sorry, your wish list, it's not happening.
Right. And Tom, I think that's what I'm looking for here.
Are you guys okay with us basically looking to still do, you know, looking to move in as well?
Yes.
Tom, it seems to me that this is the normal way to proceed with something like this. I think some of us have been approached by different people within the organization. You know, why can't this happen right now?
Right.
We need to do this for October.
That
kind of thing.
I think it's going to happen next month. I can assure you it will be a 2 or 3 year process, probably.
I think we're suddenly all on a very similar page at this point, Tom.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Tom. That's,
thank you, Tom.
That's clarified everything for me. Thank you.
Commissioner Mastin, just so I make sure I understand correctly, the thought process in expanding this field right now would not have any impact on another sport.
Correct.
The way they've moved the fields, this newest concept, no, it would not have any impact on the soccer field.
I firmly believe that. I think that we're all on the same page, us and John Carlson's department, Public Works. I think that we are all on the same page that we don't want to disturb another field. We want to be able to do this without affecting any of the soccer
fields. It might be that we have to, but
right.
Alleviation and, you know, of those impacts would be part of the process, I would
right.
think. I would hope that we're not in that situation, but it might be.
We're very much trying to be mindful of all this.
Yeah.
Am I tabling another motion?
Yes.
Commissioner Mattson tables.
Well, are you tabling it? I mean, are
they looking
that we're not opposed to the concept, right?
Well, tabling might be appropriate here, although I don't know how long it might be before it came up again.
Are you comfortable telling?
I'm not sure if we need a motion at this point.
Well,
I think
Councilor McNally and I can handle this together, can't we?
I think we can.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So it's
tabled.
Okay. Or withdrawn?
Withdraw it.
Oh, Commissioner Mattson withdraws my previous motion.
Second.
Again. I feel like I'm getting shot down here. I make no more motions.
Rocky, you seconded?
I did.
Okay. Discussion?
I'm sorry, you didn't hear me? Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Item 12, new business, 12A community center name change. So, Councilor McNally has filled me in that they're looking to make a name change. They're looking to change it to Fair Oaks, home of the Montville Community Center and Youth Services Bureau. Did I get that correct?
I didn't have community services.
Okay, Parks and Recreation. Okay, and the Youth Services, because we have so many Parks and Recreation programs going on over there. Now, just let me preface this with, we do not have any jurisdiction on that name change. We can't say yes or no to it, but we have been given a courtesy call to say this is what we're looking to do and we want you to be aware of this. This has been checked out as the charter is checked out by the town attorney. So I wanted to make sure everybody knew that before giving you this information.
What does that mean? Was there an opinion issued? I mean, we certainly have the ability
to. Well, the sign was hit.
Hang on. You know that. But I mean, Kate, I disagree.
So we got to get a new sign.
We, either individually or as commission members,
to get the new sign,
have the ability to oppose anything we wish. And I stood up at the council meeting and did. However, I understood the proposal to be something different from what was just recited.
Right. So,
the basis
yes.
for my concern, and I guess it would be a concern more than an objection, was that under certain provisions of the town ordinance, that area is designated as recreational land under our authority. Now, frankly, and we're only talking about a sign, I understand that, but I think I understood the proposal as it now stands is to have something on a sign that says, you know, Youth Services and Parks and Recreation. So I don't really see any big concern there.
I don't.
One concern that was brought up to me by the mayor after the last council meeting was the potential impact on grant funding that's been received in the past for that building for improvements under various forms of funding that are available for community center purposes. If the word community center was stricken, you know, from the title. And as I understood the proposal also at the last council meeting, the proponent had indicated that or felt that as it really wasn't much of a community center, that it ought to just, you know,
have
not
a better chance
not,
of getting grants without having a community center.
Yeah. And I don't know what the resolution of that was. I do know that the mayor had some, you know, considerable concerns about it. Again, you know, I don't you know, believe that what's being done here is a is an attempt to you know, override an ordinance, you know, or amend an ordinance outside of the regular process for doing that. You know, and it's really not a concern of this commission with regard to the community center name, you know, in the title or not. It may be a concern for other reasons, as raised by the mayor, and I leave it to him to you know, perhaps amplify those if he wishes, or for further resolution on that front. You know, all that being said, I just think that our concern was to protect the designation of that property under the referenced ordinance, which was 283-1-3, as recreational property.
Which we have been assured that that will happen.
Well, then that's that sounds good. What is the and I've heard a variety of proposals. As a matter of fact, I was struck after the council meeting conversation briefly that I had with Commissioner Yuknik, who reminded me that we had both attended school at Fair Oaks and that ought to be part of the name. And I agree with that.
People still call it Fair Oaks.
They do.
And
they
when
do.
I refer to it, I say the community center at Fair Oaks.
Yeah.
Because people, that's what people know it as.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it made sense to me to put Fair Oaks back into the name.
Yeah. I agree with that. And, you know, I'm really not sure that it's so much of a matter for us. Really.
It is not, but it was a courtesy.
Yeah.
From,
we're
looking for your blessing.
Yes.
We are all neutral in here.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
We change the ordinance if you want, and so whatever name you want, we're just looking for a suggestion.
I don't think that we need to go to the extent of changing the ordinance. Frankly, Councilor Bunnell, I thought, had an excellent idea that he'd run by me at one point following that discussion, which was the Len, the you know, the Fair Oaks Community Center.
It was the,
right?
No, it was the community center at Fair Oaks.
Oh, okay.
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Should have it on the sign,
okay,
identifying the community center, because that's what the ordinance, the name change was done probably 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it was done because of the designation of the town property as E, which was meant for education, that was removed. And it was changed to, instead of Fair Oaks, just community center.
Right.
And to because the sign got damaged, this was an opportunity to maybe change it. Okay, the motto, Community Center at Fair Oaks, home of Parks and Rec and Youth Services.
Which was another component of that conversation, which is that, you know, currently it's used for youth services, used for park and recreation purposes, and maybe in the future it might be used for something else, who knows? So, you know, a sign that, you know, incorporated possibilities of future amendments without going through this process again would be ideal. I mean, I like the idea of calling it Fair Oaks. I like the idea of calling it Community Center. I mean, like Len's idea was good. Others I've heard of good that are good also that incorporate both of those things. And I don't really think it's
so
all that big a deal.
We just didn't want the commission to be blindsided when they saw the change happen. Morgan?
What is the full name that we're now talking about?
Fair Oaks. Fair Oaks, the home of Parks and Recreation and Montville Parks and Recreation and the Youth Service Bureau.
That's going to be a very big sign.
That's a mouthful.
You do realize it's going to be rich.
We're not, so,
I mean, that is so.
Madam Chair, I think it's important to interject here a comment that Director Bushway has just made, that, you know, the facility is used for our purposes, some of our very important purposes, and yet there's no office of the Recreation Department there. So if someone were to go there, you know, feeling that this is the home of the Recreation Department, well, they'd be knocking on the door for a long time and not finding any help or answers.
The notation alongside it, say the annex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you're changing offices.
Yeah. Sometimes we overthink.
Yeah, you know, so when I get everybody's concerns,
I mean,
yes,
I,
okay, so
I
this is actually a council decision. This is not an us decision. So this was just
seeking.
Yeah.
I think it'll be nice. I think it'll be a very big sign, but I think it'll be nice.
Yeah, I mean, some of the concern is that it's not really a community center. The community does not have access to that building. You know, so calling it a community center is kind of
well. What's a community
misleading?
What's a community center?
Well, community center to me means the community can walk into it anytime they
want. Anytime they want, these facilities in there, like a weight room or.
Yeah. Well, we'd certainly like to see that, I think.
Well, and maybe someday we'll have a, you know, real community center. Yeah. So we're working toward that. But,
yeah.
You know, I like Fair Oaks. Just call it a Fair Oaks.
Everybody calls it Fair Oaks anyway.
You can say Fair Oaks and then, you know.
Yeah.
I've called it Fair Oaks since I got here 20-something years ago. So
but we don't have to talk about that anymore. We'll let the town council figure that out.
So I think that, you know.
So I think what we're saying is just
do what you have to do.
We know that that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Are we ready to move on? Because I think our friends here are waiting.
I know.
Thank you for being patient.
Yeah. Item 12, the improvements to the dance room at the community center. So I just want to preface this with, obviously, we can't vote on anything tonight. So this is a conversation. Councillor Yuknik, I say your name wrong all the time. Yuknik, okay. Has brought this to our attention, has met with Peter, John Carlson, regarding some repairs that need to be made. And I believe, Peter, you told me that this was actually something that you had known about and had been knowing that this was a time was coming, that this would have to happen.
Yeah, I think we started about 4 years ago, and the previous administration at Public Works had no interest in taking that wall down. His fear at the time was that there is asbestos under the wall that would get exposed, and so he didn't want to take the wall down. Well, at that time, we only had one day of dance classes, four classes on Saturday, so of course, a big deal. You take 3 days, fence it off, you take the wall down, and there wasn't any interest from that department at the time, so it fell through, and now the program has grown to 5 days a week. So.
And it is our most successful program.
Well,
you know, it's a very successful. Right, it's a very successful program, and I want to see children's safety has to be paramount here, and their health has to be paramount. So, this is something that I do think that we should go forward on investigating.
How do we make this happen?
Well,
we
got to
get pricing for it.
Okay,
but. When asked, these folks came with paperwork.
Yeah, well, and with prices.
Know, so we would have an idea as to how much
I had a couple questions. I don't know who can answer them. The floor, once you put it down, does it stay down?
No, it's portable. We can move it to another place.
Yeah. You want to come up? Yeah. Come on up.
Well, I was asked. Just remember, before we get going. No.
In 2019, we had more than
More than one day of class.
Yes. Okay.
But anyway, so the floor that's before you is what's called a Marley floor. We are not dancers ourselves, but we've done some research. My husband, this is kind of this jam, these kind of construction things. But we know there's asbestos in the floor. We know we can't nail into it or drill into it. That's why if you go into the dance room, which the councilman did last week, he saw that the bars are portable, the ballet bars are portable for the same reason, and the dance mirrors are portable for the same reason. And we totally respect that, as we said, safety. So the floor that's before you has a foam layer with a subfloor and then what's called a Marley dance floor, where you roll it out and take it down. It's completely portable. You don't have to drill into the floor or nail or anything like that. And I know there was a brief mention about another community center. I know that has been a topic of discussion for the town for a while. So if and when that ever did happen and we had to move this floor or even expand this floor, then we could do that. We're not married to that room. that price is what I found if I was going to install that in my home. I know that I'm not a political or a municipality, so you guys might have a different system. The other thing about that is, and I know as well that there are insurance and legalities, but that would be an install anybody could do.
It's a DIY floor.
Like, I could do it, and I am not handy. And we have plenty of dance dads and moms who are handy who would come in and volunteer their time to do that as well.
My I think part of my question though was, when you put it down, do you leave it down? I mean, it's nothing you want to roll up every night.
No.
That's what I meant.
You leave it down. But it is very sturdy. It has a 10-year warranty on it, and it's made for tap, ballet, jazz, all of it.
And that was part of it. But that kind of takes that room out of play for a lot of other activities if we needed it for something else.
And the room's already, I think, out of play.
I don't know.
Is the room already up?
Well, occasionally we use it for other things, or meeting, Sundays, there's five Boy Scout troops at
night. No, these are just some of the, we just need to consider, that's all.
Right. But it is sturdy. I mean, you could put a table chair on it.
It's staying down.
Yeah, exactly. It would stay down. I think we'll only move it if we moved the dance room.
Yeah, so once you put it down, you leave it down. I'm sorry, John.
I was going to say, these clarifications are really helpful. I think, it, as is this the cost estimate, I think, that being said, there certainly could be a greater cost than just, of the floor.
Right.
Where we have Public Works going in and start knocking down the wall, there's going to be a matter of, time spent finishing off, the mess and exactly. And so let's be clear: the same concerns that we expressed in terms of the football proposal may well mean that this, doesn't happen next month. It might not happen for 6 months. I hope it does. I hope it happens within a shorter time frame. But the same concerns. We need to know all the facts. We need to know what it's going to cost in total, and where the money's going to come from. But I don't see anything insurmountable, that being said.
I've actually gone to the last two dance recitals. They've been great events, very well organized. My neighbor's two daughters dance. We have $93,000 of special program funding right now. If the total cost of this comes in, I mean, this came out to $6,200. If it was under $10,000, we might be able to pull some money out of the special program funding for this.
It's not going to be an insurmountable expense, obviously.
So we'll go forward on investigating this then.
Yeah.
Can I just make a comment? I checked with Youth Services on this proposal, and they have no problem with it. There's no interferences. It would not impede anything that they had going on. So other than the need to look further into what the would take to take down a wall or to make those changes to add the floor, there's really no reason why it can't be recommended to the town council if you're in favor of going forward.
Commissioner Matheson, I would just like to say I was a dancer for 16 years, and I did everything from ballroom to break dance to lyrical to hip hop, all of it.
Prove it.
I have several videos and trophies. So, I can say now, years later, I do have two bad knees. I did dance on concrete. I've had three knee surgeries. I've dislocated my right knee more times than I can count. My hips still are, I can dislocate them on command, basically, because of what happened on the concrete floors. While it is very fun, don't get me wrong, and I love seeing dancers everywhere, and it brings back memories for it. If we can get them a better floor, it's going to be life-changing into their adult years because of what can happen. I'm not saying it will happen, but what can happen from dancing on a floor like that.
Maybe to bring this matter to a conclusion, we can proceed this way. With Madam Chair's indulgence, I will make a motion that the Parks and Recreation Commission recommends to the town council to proceed with this. You know, where the money may come from may ultimately come down to the council finding it somewhere. Maybe we can find a little bit, you know.
Okay.
It's right.
Was that the official motion?
That's the motion.
Do I have a second?
I second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Quick note, we will help find and fundraise money from individuals. We heard what you said about the football field while we were listening. So.
No, I'll talk to you after.
Okay, there's a good
I'll talk to you later.
We're
yeah.
Here.
Oh,
no.
Trust me,
that's actually much appreciated.
All right, item 13, communications. I did receive a message through the online staff contact form, and this one's actually for you, Peter. Reaching out in hopes to bring the idea of getting a men's softball league back at Camp Oakdale. I currently play in a league in Norwich that has games. I'm talking with teammates and other teams from various leagues that includes Norwich, Westerly, Rhode Island, and local residents. There's an interest and hope that Montville would bring the game back to this amazing town. The field is always in great condition, so we'd love to have the opportunity to speak with the commission or with you, Peter, and possibly use this as a revenue-generating opportunity for the town. And his name is James Wood of 60 Pequot Road. You know him?
Yeah.
Okay. My address?
Okay, so he wants to start a softball league.
So in the past, Pete, did the town run that, or was it run, you know, like the other?
Long before I got here, there was a league, and then it died out. And when I got here in 2010, I tried getting one together. It was at that time about $900 or $1,000 per team, and we got one team to sign up, and that was it. So.
That's for the umpires and that's a cost for the year.
Yeah, other things going on, you know, spending more time with the kids. It was a young man's sport. This old farts play Sunday pickup.
Yeah.
I'm still playing. They said old timers.
That's not what you
Peter,
said.
I don't have a phone number for him. Maybe you still have one on hand, but I'll send this. Okay, could you give him a call, please, and see what he...
He's on my phone. We talked about he's a custodian of summer winter.
Okay.
For basketball.
All right. Any other communications? All right. Item 14, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit.
Robert Dupit, 478 Fire Street. Thank you for your thoughts and your action on this item tonight. It's very much appreciated. I just want to correct one thing that Mr. Bushway said about the previous administration for Parks and Rec being concerned about there being asbestos under the wall. That's not how construction is built. A wall is built like this, and then the flooring is laid up against it. So the asbestos tiles are on the top of the floor, up against the wall, but there's nothing underneath that wall. So tearing it out should not disturb the tiles. Shouldn't be an issue.
Probably just have to fill it with something to make it level with the floor.
Yeah, they'll probably have to put a little piece of real thin plywood on there to make it level.
That's good news. Thank you.
Oh, Public Works. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Item 15, remarks from Town Council Liaison Benel.
I just want to comment on the memorandum of agreement we had the committee put together. We reviewed the language. I thought we had it down pat when we took everything into consideration. The objective was to make it uniform. The objective was to maintain some control on the driveway, and we achieved that. Besides the typos, the thing could have been passed with the notations of the corrections and the addition of the
parking.
Traffic and parking issue that could have been added to it. We could have got that thing put to bed, but just delayed more. Also happy that we were able to act on the request by the dance group. That looks like it's an awesome program, and anything we can do to move that along. We know that the walls are not going to be taken down immediately, but maybe we can probably just go ahead with the, since the flooring that they want to buy is movable, get the flooring in there to the space that's there now, and you can remove it when they do the demolition or the changes to the floor, but at least they'll have flooring that they need for their safety concerns. Maybe we can work on that.
Thank you. Remarks from item 16, remarks from Recreation Director Bushway.
8:30, so no.
Okay, item 17, remarks from the commissioners. Commissioner Stone.
No, just thank all the public participants tonight. It's nice to have people join us and give us their points of view. That's it.
Commissioner Hillman.
Thanks to the dancers, the dance moms, and the dance dads for speaking so passionately about something they care so much about.
Commissioner Mathewson?
It was great having all the dancers in here. It really was. I'm looking forward to moving forward on that project.
Commissioner Schroeder? Commissioner Chase?
Briefly, I'm just a little bit concerned about the effect of, let's say, unclear information on some of the things that we've addressed and dealt with tonight. I know, as Councilor Bunnell pointed out, that we worked hard as a committee on these draft memorandum of agreement with the different sports organizations. And we did so, I think, on the basis of what, you know, we believed was solid information, you know, concerning the town's insurance carrier, concerning the access road and so forth. And so now, having brought this before the committee, or the commission rather, now there are other concerns that are raised and so forth. I mean, the time to have done that, I think, would have been earlier in the process. I agree with Lenny that we should have been able to bring this to a conclusion and be done, rather than just, you know, remain in the discussion phase. That would have been the time earlier, I think, to have done that. At the same time, I think this problem manifests itself in the football field discussion that we had. I think, again, a lot of us tonight were under the impression, I know I certainly was, from having been contacted by some members of that organization, that this is something that had to happen immediately this fall and so on, which as someone with responsibility to the public for the facility as a whole, for the care of that facility, the use of funds and so forth, you know, it seemed ridiculous. Now we have a much clearer position about wanting to work toward a long-term goal that I think can accommodate a lot of interest, and I look forward to doing that. So again, you know, a concern with the depth and integrity of the information that we have going forward is something that I think would make us, you know, if it could be resolved, a more productive commission.
Okay, thank you all for coming. Do I have a motion to? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'm not allowed.
We don't want to leave.
I get vetoed.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
8:29.
This is your pen, by the way.
Oh. Yeah, because who has a Drexel University?
Okay, well, I didn't even read it. I just knew all along.